Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. It is my honor and privilege to share this time with you, as we do every weekday, live through StephenKayLive.com. If you're listening to this show live or Memorex, you can always call with your comments and questions at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365, or shoot an email to me at StephenKayLive.com. I will be glad to help you as best as I can, and most likely, I will also refer you to one of my show or featured guest experts, somebody within my expanded network that I know and trust who can give you more detailed advice and who is qualified to best answer your question, your challenge, your concern. So use this show as a resource for your success, as I always say every day, and call 713-STEPHEN-KAY, email me at StephenKayLive.com. Be glad to help you out in your path to success. Now, as I just said in the last segment, one of the best ways we can help ourselves be more successful is take care of ourselves. If you take care of yourself, which is take care of your health, then you will have, like I just explained my little life lesson in the last segment, I went to bed earlier last night, got up earlier to finish my work rather than working late through the evening, had more energy when I woke up this morning. I don't know if you can hear it, but I can certainly feel it. I definitely feel like I have today in this early in the morning than I have in a long time. I also ate a little breakfast, which also helps. So when we talk every Thursday with health and wellness, with our customized clinical nutritionist, Dr. Dan Cuney. He is here to help you understand how to feel better, how to not have those energy levels feel like a roller coaster, not to have those, not to have the emotional roller coaster of having those ups and downs of feeling maybe a little happy, a little sad, because we all go through that too. And his principles are all based on what he outlines in this week's article that you can find under today's show at StephenKayLive.com, and of course on Dr. Dan's website, DrDanWellness.com, the seven pillars of health and wellness. Dr. Dan, I mean, you've been teaching us so much about how we take care of ourselves, and I believe it or not, I listen. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, last night when I was sitting there and the clock was getting closer to midnight, and I remember a couple of weeks ago you saying how much sleep you get is very important to how you feel. And I said, all right, I'm going to give this a try. And lo and behold, you were right. It worked out.
Stephen, well, I'm glad you did that. And you may remember the old statement, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right?
Well, yeah, that's right.
And so you're reminding us of the what we call the six factors of health. And the first factor of health is the empowerment education. Is what we're doing right now is learning about our own health and well-being, making sure we understand what that concept is. Now, this is a little bit different than the seven pillars of health, and we'll explain the difference in a moment. But the six factors of health were developed by D.D. Palmer, which was the originator of chiropractic back in September 18, 1895, when the first adjustment was done, restored his hearing. And we can get into that in a minute, but the
that actually sounds very interesting. That's better than my story.
Yeah. So, but when he went into the concepts, he really started understanding these basic concepts of health. And the first factor of health is trans fats are bad for you, then you will eat trans fats. Well, so that's why education is important. Then the second is the rest and sleep, which is what you're talking about. Now, it's very important, and there's actually been some research done that shows that an hour before midnight is worth, quote-unquote, 2 hours after midnight, which is very interesting. So in other words, you get more restful sleep if you go to bed at 10 and wake up at 6 than you would if you go to bed at midnight and wake up at 8, which is, you know, kind of odd, but it's just a physiological thing of how our body works.
Well, I can tell you that I didn't do good.
Yeah.
But me going to bed at close to midnight versus 2 a.m. still made a huge difference.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, I know it makes a difference. And I routinely work on getting 8 hours of good quality sleep. And if my sleep quality is not where it needs to be, I figure out what deficiency I'm dealing with, which rolls into another factor of health, which is a customized clinical nutrition, which we talk about most on this show. And again, the customized clinical nutrition is the toxicities and deficiencies. Then the next factor of health is mind, emotion, spirituality, and we've mentioned this before. Obviously, if you work on all those other factors and you ignore your mind and emotions and spirituality, you're not going to get well. You're not going to be fully well. And so it's very important to look into that. And, talk therapy is helpful and so on, but I also recommend, starting to do self-work and positive work and journaling and prayer, and all of that is very, very important for our health and well-being. The next factor of health is exercise and rehab. Now, it can be rehabilitation for something that you injured, but exercise is something that we need to do on a routine basis. Now, we can do a whole show on exercise, which we'll probably do in the future, but there is a concept of under-exercising, which everyone's familiar with, but there's also a concept of over-exercising, which people don't think about so much, and the over-exercising is like most athletes die at the age of 56. Okay, so we need to understand that you can underdo things and overdo things. It's a bell curve, just like you learned in grade school. Okay, and then the last factor of health, D.D. Palmer figured out, was the specific chiropractic care. So when you're getting that adjustment, you're making sure your brain and body are communicating properly. In other words, we remove the interference between the brain and the body and allow that life force to come through. Amazing things can happen. So as he did when he did that first adjustment on a deaf man who was a janitor who had heard this kind of several years before heard this kind of pop in his neck and his hearing, he deduced, well, the bone had been out of place. He moved the bone back into place and it restored his hearing, and it was, he thought he had the cure for hearing, right?
Right.
Because that's what you would think. But the reality of it was is that he was discovering how the nervous system works and how the brain moves through the spinal cord, through the nerves, and out to the organs. So he started advertising that he had the cure for hearing, and he was doing that and so on. And then he started seeing people with heart disease and heart issues start getting better. So then he started thinking he had that. And then finally understood the concept of nerve tracing, which is if you trace the nerve back from the organ to the spine and you look at that area and you see if there's misalignments in that area, that very well may be affecting that organ.
And although that may not have been the cure for every single case, there was certainly a lot of merit to the work that he was discovering and the work that he was doing.
Definitely. And so, and the thing is it's not really about function. So if you take it, and this is a very simplistic understanding, but if you take a hose and you put it in the yard and you put your foot on the hose at first, the water starts shooting out very, very fast. And then you keep putting pressure on that hose and the water starts trickling out. Well, that's how the nervous system works. You first put pressure, it gets excited. And so it stimulates that organ. And then if you keep putting pressure on it over time, it starts diminishing the nerve flow or the life force coming from your brain inside out down into through your nervous system into that organ. Now, to prove this was true, you can look on my website on something called the Windsor autopsy. So in comes a medical doctor who wants to disprove chiropractic because he felt like, it was quackery.
It's hocus pocus.
Yes. And so he said, well, let's just disprove this concept. So we went in and he did autopsies. And you can read about this on the website. And he did all these autopsies on people. And what he did is determine what they died from. So if they died from heart disease, they died for, you get the idea. And then what he did is he traced those nerves back to the spine. And over 90% correlation, and some of them, like the heart disease, was over 100% correlation, that was always the worst, most degenerated area of the spine. Now, this medical doctor was dumbfounded because it's like, what can this be? And so he was a chiropractor, completely 180-degree turnaround.
Wow.
So I know today's show isn't supposed to be on chiropractic, but just to kind of understand that all these factors of health are very, very important. So And it's very important for people to get this concept, which is if you are like 100% in your, rest and sleep, but you're 0% in exercise, you can't get to your ideal health and you may be diminishing your health. Okay. And so people understand that concept, but they don't. That's true for nutrition. That's true for chiropractic. That's true for education. That's true for mind, emotion, spirituality. So I'd rather you be 70% in all the factors of health than 100% in some and 20% in others. Do you get it? So we want to slowly make sure we're taking care of this. So I have a little printout that you can print out that has these factors of health. You can stick it on your refrigerator. You look at it and you say, where am I out of balance? Oh, I'm there. Let me go ahead and, start focusing on the fact that I'm not getting good rest and sleep, which was why it was so powerful for you.
It's just amazing stuff. If you want to see this chart and graph that Dr. Dan is referencing, you can find it on his website, drdanwellness.com, and just look under the seven pillars of health and follow the different steps along, because he actually has a lot of information there, some good videos for you to watch, some good questionnaires for you to take, self-assessments, and then you can decide where you need to work on your health first. Again, you can his website, drdanwellness.com, and of course you can call him directly for consults or appointments at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. And pay attention to his website, because once you touch the button, welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Kay. It is my honor, my privilege, my blessing to be able to share this time with you, as we do every weekday right here live at StephenKLive.com. You can join us at any time you're listening to the show, live or not. Call 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. That number always comes straight to me. You can shoot an email direct to me at StephenKLive.com, and I will be glad to help you answer your question, your concern, help you with a challenge, connect you to a resource, use this show as a resource for your success, and most likely I will also have someone help you with in more detail if they are a particular expert in the area that you're looking for. So I have a great network of people that I know. I feature many of them here on the show on a weekly basis. Or a few of them, I should say, here on the show on a weekly basis. The few, the select. I won't copy the Marines tagline, though. The few selected people who share their advice with me are people that I know will take good care of you, and one of them is Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. His website is drdanwellness.com, and he's here to help you understand how to have true health and wellness with his seven pillars of health. Now, Dr. Dan, in the last segment, you were describing a little bit of the history behind chiropractic and how it ties in to your nutritional practice. And most people really don't understand how these two things tie together. Most people, when they think of chiropractors, they think of this.
To be honest, modern medicine has a lousy record of treating the back. We spend too much time on the front.
Yeah, there's some neat stuff on the front.
I'm going to send you to my chiropractor.
Hey, I thought real doctors hated chiropractors.
Well, that is our official stance, but between you, me, and my golf clubs, they're miracle workers.
Hello, Homer. I'm Dr. Steve. Please lie down. Wake up, Homer.
Less yakking, more cracking.
Now, Homer, we don't actually crack backs. It's merely an adjustment. Okay, you're going to hear a loud cracking sound. There we go.
Hey, it feels a little better.
Mm-hmm. I thought it might. Now, I'll need to see you three times a week for many years.
Man, that's the image that we have, but the truth is... you as a doctor in chiropractic do so much more, and how you've tied that in to your nutritional practice and the education that you have there. I mean, amazingly, the story that you were describing to me, it amazes me how much these two things actually go hand in hand.
Certainly. The first thing to understand is that, you know, chiropractic, there's about 200 different techniques in chiropractic. And so... for some people, the getting the turn, twist, pop, crack is what they love and what works great for them. Concerned about the concept of hearing a pop, crack, or twist. And so what I chose to do is I chose to specialize in using cutting-edge instrumentation to adjust people. So there would be no popping, cracking, or twisting. I use a computerized instrument, and I don't say the amount it costs for it to tell people, but just to get a sense, it's a $6,000 instrument that what has inside of it is a computer chip. And the instrument will read that and sense whether or not the bone has created maximum amount of motion, and it will speed to slow down if it needs to, and then it stops when there's been created maximum amount of motion in that segment. Now, does that sound like cutting-edge technology?
It does, and in fact, it sounds like very futuristic almost. And it also sounds to me like it's trying to get a feel for the same way the brain is reading the nerve responses from the spine.
Yeah, we're trying to get that concept of saying, look, all right, if the spine is locked and fixated into a position, then what's going to happen is we know there's going to be pressure on that nerve. If there's pressure on the nerve, then what does that mean? Well, what's going to happen is it's going to interfere with the brain's communication. Think about like old style phone lines. Yeah, I know we have cell phones now, but the old style phone lines where there's actually a cord, and if there's a short in that cord, there's going to be a short in that communication. There'll still be communication, but it may be garbled or something like that, right? Well, that's what would be happening between your brain and your body. So that's why it's so important to make sure that that life force that starts in your brain, goes down your spinal cord, and goes to all your body and all your organs and function. That's why it's so important to make sure that life force is there. Now, you did ask another question, and the question is, how does that tie into nutrition? And it goes back to what I was saying, which was the six factors of health. And the answer is that if you go 0% in one and 100% in the other, then what happens is you won't get to full health. So I can give you all the heart supplements you want in the world, but if the nerve flow going to your heart is not opened up, guess what? Your heart's not going to function properly. I could give you the best adjustment in the world, but if you have no fuel in your heart to operate properly, your heart's not going to function properly. Do you see how they're both very intimately tied together?
It sounds like they're both very important. Like, you know, our brain reads the spine in, I think, a similar way, and we start to say ourselves, well, something doesn't feel right, but maybe we can't translate that in the understand in our conscious mind what exactly the problem is. We can't pinpoint, and it sounds to me like the machine helps that translation, helps you identify where exactly the issue is so that you know how to make it better.
Yes, it's just another tool that we can use. And, you know, I do the intuitive of figuring out where the areas are that need to be adjusted as well from using my experience, using my hands, you know, figuring these different things out. But I've chosen to go down this route, and, it, you know, there's a niche, there's a group of people that really love not getting the turning, twisting, popping, cracking. There's nothing wrong with it. It works well for a lot of people. But for the people that come to me, they're very happy with this style of chiropractic.
Now, in your seven pillars of health, the first pillar, the endocrine.
Endocrine.
Endocrine, thank you. That's why the doctor's here. He knows the right stuff. you say that we all know our brain controls our body, and that means that the brain sends signals down the main nerve through our spine and then out to the rest of the body, and then they come back. And if things aren't right there, then we're not going to function to our best. And then at the same time, on the other end, that factors in the nutritional part. If your body's not, I just said, if the body's not getting enough fuel, then these things will also continue to deteriorate or not function properly. So let's get a little bit more into your neural hormonal pillar and how that factors into the seven pillars of health.
Certainly. So the neurohormonal pillar is obviously some big words, and it's a way for me to describe
it. Too big for me to say, right?
Yeah, right. And, you know, some people call it the endocrine system. It's traditionally been known as that. I coined the phrase neurohormonal for a reason. I wanted people to start thinking what endocrine meant, because endocrine is this all new word, but everybody's heard nerves and everybody's heard hormones, and neurohormonal is a coined phrase, which means that the nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, and the nerves that make the body work, which we were just talking about through chiropractic, controls the function of your entire body. But it does it through two ways. It does it over the nerves, like we just talked about through chiropractic, and it does it through hormones. And hormones are chemical messengers, and this is very confusing to a lot of people. What is a hormone? What does it do? And so on. It's like me telling you to go give a message to the guy down the hall, okay? So you are the messenger in between. And the importance, if you've ever played that game where you do that and you go down the hall, it's very important that that message gets relayed exactly right inside your body. So we want those hormones to be at the right levels. We want them to be at balance. We want your brain to be able to change those hormones on a momentary change and a momentary need. In other words, right now, if there was some amazing thing happening, like the roof was starting to fall in on us, we would our endocrine system would kick in. Guess what? Our adrenals would kick in. You know, our blood up, our heart rate would go up, and this is all being controlled by the brain through the nerves and the hormones. And we want that function to work right, and we want it to work on a daily basis. Most of us have been so out of balance with our nutrition for such a long time that actually we can't even function within normal parameters. We can't even get up in the morning, get out of bed, feel fully alive, say, oh, thank you, God, for another glorious day. Let me get going and where you're guiding me. And it's sort of like, oh, I got to drag over to get the cup of coffee because I have to get to work in the morning. I mean, there's commercials like 5-Hour Energy that's, you know, they make millions and millions of dollars on their supplements or supplement, if you will. I'm using that loosely.
Very loosely, because the only supplement I think that is involved is probably caffeine.
Yeah, it's caffeine, and it's got some herb in there, and it's also got some
picture of berries on the label, so it must be good for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and they're making millions of dollars because Americans are not feeding themselves. Okay, so what I do is I feed themselves. I feed you back to life. And when your adrenals get back online, it's really huge. And I think this adrenal concept is a huge concept. We could spend a whole show talking about adrenals, and we probably will in the future. But just anybody that's really interested in this, go to my website, look under the books that I recommend, okay, and you can look under nutrition, and you'll see the one on adrenal fatigue. Okay, and that adrenal fatigue book, it's just a click that you can go back over to Amazon, but it's really an awesome book. It's made for the layman, but to be honest with you, I learned stuff when I read that book because it was just worded in a certain way that it was just like, yes, yes, yes. And there's a nice questionnaire there in the book that kind of says, hey, am I in adrenal fatigue? I have a copy of that questionnaire. If you email me, I can email it out to you. This is that we learn about our bodies, what's going on, and then we can address the issue.
Now, if you feel like this on a regular basis, if you wake up in the morning and say, oh, I got to go to work, even like Dr. Dan said, oh, man, I got to go across the room to make coffee and shower and shave and brush my teeth, and I just don't feel like it. If you feel like that when you wake up on a regular basis, obviously that's not how you're supposed to feel. When you wake up in the morning, you should be excited. You should be jumping out of bed, ready to tackle the day. And all of that starts with good health. If you want Dr. Dan's help, if you're feeling like this on a regular basis and you want to know why and you want to know how to fix it, then you definitely want to give Dr. Dan a call. 713-295-9358 is the number. That's 713-295-9358. And you call them, you can do several things. You can just set an appointment and sit down with them face-to-face and talk with them in a consultation session. You can find out about his free seminar schedule. The seminars are free. You go, you spend a couple hours learning about proper nutrition and what it takes to be healthier and to have that energy and not feel like that in the morning. Just call and find out when the next one is. And schedule it so that you can be there and learn from Dr. Dan. Again, the number 713-295-9358. Visit his website. There's plenty of resources up there as well. DrDanWellness.com. He's got self-assessments that you can take to understand where your health might be giving you trouble. He's got lots of information, videos, articles. Of course, our show archives are all on his website at DrDanWellness.com. We'll continue this in the next segment, so stay tuned. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. If you're listening to this show at any point and you have a question or comment, you can call in 713-STEPHEN-K. That's 713-783-8365. Or email me at StephenKLive.com. We're talking with Dr. Dan Cuney about the one of the seven pillars of health and wellness, the neurohormonal pillar. And Dr. Dan, you've talked a lot about this, but I want to know, as we always do on the show, what the solution? What do you do to help people understand this issue, and how do you solve it for them?
Certainly, Stephen. It's a great question, and it's a complicated answer, but I'm going to give you the basics. So the basics are, is we have to feed the hormonal health. So if you go to a compound pharmacist and a medical doctor, what they may do is do something called bioidentical hormones. That's one way to take care of it. But honestly, what we want to do is we want to get in underneath that. We want to get into a place where we're starting to give your system the nutrients, the ability to actually produce the proper amount of hormones at the proper moment, and so that your body can adapt, as I was talking about in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
So how we do that is we use whole food nutritional supplements. We use something called protomorphogens. Yes, I know, another big word. Sorry, guys. So we call them PMGs. These protomorphogens, or PMGs, are specific mineral extracts that are extracted from animal tissue, so from the adrenals, from bovine, or et cetera. And we bring they extract that out at standard process, and they take that, and then what we do is we feed that back to your system. It gives you the building blocks of new healthy tissue. It's the blueprint of new healthy tissue. By giving that blueprint, your body starts to that. I've got that blueprint. Then what we do is we feed you the nutrients that you need to actually rebuild. So, for example, let's talk about adrenals for a second. Your adrenals, the number one nutrient they need is vitamin C, not ascorbic acid, vitamin C. Now, yes, if the official definition of of vitamin C is ascorbic acid, but vitamin C in a orange is more than just ascorbic acid. And the guy who just developed vitamin C, who figured out what vitamin C was, he won the Nobel Prize, and then we thought it was ascorbic acid. And then they went out and they started making ascorbic acid very cheaply, because you can make it very cheap. And then he figured out he was wrong. He went back to the committee and said, look, I want to get the real information out there. And no one wanted to listen because the wheels of capitalism had already started.
Yeah.
So what the basic the story is that with standard process, I'll give you 5 milligrams of vitamin C, not 1,000. Five milligrams of vitamin C, and it will be more potent and more powerful to you, because it will be whole vitamin C. It will have everything that it needs to be healthy and strong. And that's why when you go to the grocery store and you buy a supplement, what ends up happening is you feel something for a short period of time, and then you don't feel it anymore, because you don't have the cofactors anymore. You've used up all the cofactors. So you have lots of ascorbic acid floating around your bloodstream with no way for it to react.
That makes sense.
So this is what I do. So I figure out those things. Also, believe it or not, salt is very important for your adrenals. Not table salt, but sea salt. Best Celtic sea salt. Actually, we have something that's even better than Celtic sea salt in our office. Now, this is why. Because it has minerals in it. It's balanced. It's the way that God put it on the planet. Basic principles, Stephen. We talk about it every week. God is smart. He knows better than us. We want to follow his footsteps. So we use whole food nutrition in the proportions that God made it. We use salt in the way that God made it. We use the things that God has put on this planet to help restore your vitality, restore your body. Now, is it just adrenals? No. We can treat the testes. No. We can work in all these different organs of your body and allow them to gain that vital force back. So you don't have to go to hormone replacement therapy. Now, there is a possibility you need to go there, but we have five steps. Let's count them, five steps before we get to referring you out for hormone replacement therapy. So just think about that. If we can get your body back, feeding it what it needs, getting your liver back to balance so it can balance those hormones appropriately, we can start to talk to you a little bit about lifestyle modification like the rest and sleep. And we can use herbals that are made to strengthen your system and improve that function. Wouldn't it be better to get your body to do what it's supposed to do?
I would think so.
And think about it in long term. Think about it for your whole life. And so what happens is God brings people back to life through me. I mean, it's just amazing to see when we start using these nutrients and people start waking up and they start saying, hey, you know that thing that I wanted to do? You know that dream? You know that concept that I wanted to come home and be vital with my kids after work? All that stuff starts becoming possible for people again. And that's why I do what I do. If it was just about, you know, selling supplements, forget about it. You know, it wouldn't be something that would get me up in the morning. But because it's about changing people's lives, that's why I get up in the morning.
If you want a doctor like that who cares, I mean, you can hear it in his voice. Dr. Dan, I mean, you're incredible. I love the advice that you give. I love the passion that you have for your business. And I love the fact that you're here every week caring enough for each of us to make sure that we understand what it takes to truly be healthy. If you want that for your own health and your own well-being, call Dr. Dan today. 713-295-9358. I'll say that again. 713-295-9358. Check out his website first. Do your own research, wellness.com. There are a lot of great tools that he has available online through his website, self-assessments, videos, articles. He actually posts the archives of the radio show on his website as well. You can find plenty of resources. Check out his free class schedule. It's all available at drdanwellness.com. I'll be back in a moment to wrap up the show, so stay right here. There's more to come.